And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of Jim Henson in Greenville, Mississippi, 1936, who, as a college freshman, created a puppet show for a local TV station. And for it, he created the character Kermit the Frog, made him from his mother's pale green coat and a ping-pong ball. It was the beginning of The Muppets. It was in 1969. The show on public television, Sesame Street, was starting out, and they asked Jim Henson to join. It's the birthday of the poet Evan Boland, born in Dublin, 1944. She wanted to be a writer, and when she looked at the Irish literary tradition, she found almost no women poets in the ranks. So she set out to be one, writing about motherhood and about life in the suburbs. Evan Boland, who said, "Poetry is one of the most fugitive arts. It can be assigned to memory, taken and hidden in the mind, smuggled into smoky cabin back rooms, recited there, and then conveyed only by speech to another person. It is therefore the most likely to survive colonization." It's the birthday of F. Scott Fitzgerald, born in St. Paul, 1896, at Princeton University. He fell in love with a beautiful rich girl named Genevra King, who got engaged to somebody else because Fitzgerald did not have great prospects. He said later, "She was the first girl I ever loved, and she ended up throwing me over with the most supreme boredom and indifference." But it gave him an idea for a novel about a young man named Amory Blaine, falls in love with a beautiful blonde debutante named Rosalind, and then loses her because she doesn't want to marry somebody with so little money. Fitzgerald came back to his parents' home in St. Paul to write the novel. He pinned notes on the revision to his curtains, called the novel This Side of Paradise, and its publication in 1920 made him famous almost overnight, and it also won him the heart of a woman, Zelda Sayre, who married him that same year, 1920, in New York. 5 years later, Fitzgerald published his great masterpiece, The Great Gatsby, about a wealthy bootlegger, wears pink suits, throws extravagant parties, obsessed with winning back the love of his life, Daisy Buchanan. Fitzgerald was never entirely satisfied with the character, Jay Gatsby. He said, "I never at any one time saw him clear myself, for he started as one man I knew and then changed into myself." And it's the birthday of the blues singer Blind Lemon Jefferson, born Couchman, Texas, 1893. Born blind, took up the guitar, traveled to Dallas, met Leadbelly there, recorded Matchbox Blues, See That My Grave Is Kept Clean, in a part of town called Deep Ellum, which somebody described as the only spot on earth where business, religion, hoodooism, gambling, and stealing go on at the same time without friction. Here's a poem for today by Robin Sarah, entitled 290. A city sparrow touches down on a bare branch in the fork of a tree, through whose arms the snow is sifting, swipes his beak against wood this side, then that, and flies away. What sight could be more common? Yet I think for such sights alone, I would live to be 90. Poem by Robin Sarah, to 90, from Questions About the Stars, published by Brick Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Written by Joy Biles, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.